Welcome back to the Healthcare GTM Series podcast by Medic Prospects. In episode one, we discussed why healthcare outreach email campaigns fail, exploring why so many healthcare marketing and sales campaigns struggle with engagement, personalization, targeting, and trust. Today, in episode two, we're discussing the biggest healthcare GTM trends nobody is talking about yet.
And it's a topic that I think is going to genuinely surprise a lot of people listening today.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine this. A hospital executive is about to sign a $3 million software contract. Want to know what actually sealed the deal?
I can tell you it definitely wasn't the incredibly expensive steak dinner your sales team bought them last month.
Right. And it wasn't your platinum tier booth at that massive industry trade show in Las Vegas either.
Not even close.
According to this fascinating data set from Medic Prospects, that multi-million dollar deal was actually won 3 months ago. And it was won by an artificial intelligence summarizer reading a technical white paper your company forgot it even published.
Which is just wild to think about.
It is. So today, we're tearing down the illusion of the modern healthcare sales funnel.
Because the contrast between where companies are spending their money and where buyers are actually making their decisions, well, it's staggering.
Yeah.
Healthcare organizations are burning millions of dollars every single week on demand generation strategies, massive cold call campaigns, traditional marketing.
All the classic plays.
Right. But they are optimizing for a reality that vanished probably about 5 years ago.
Okay, let's unpack this because we are really getting into the weeds on this today. Our source material is a deep dive into a report by Medic Prospects. It's titled Invisible Shifts, the New Era of Healthcare GTM Strategy.
And just to clarify for everyone, GTM means go to market.
Exactly, go to market. The core mission of this deep dive is to uncover 8 subtle but honestly massive go-to-market trends in healthcare that are happening quietly right under the surface.
Yeah, the things nobody's paying attention to yet.
Right. We want to figure out how you, listening right now, can restructure your own approach before you are left completely behind by an audience that has fundamentally changed how they behave.
And the behavioral aspect is the key here. I mean, everyone loves to talk about the latest software stacks or flashy new tech integrations.
Oh, sure, the shiny new toys.
Exactly. But the most disruptive changes highlighted in this report are entirely psychological.
Which brings us to the first big trend.
Right. We have to start by analyzing the very beginning of the modern buyer's journey, which the report defines as the era of the invisible researcher.
The invisible researcher. That is trend number one. And the data here is crazy. Gartner research cited in the report shows that buyers today spend a phenomenally small portion of their total buying journey engaging directly with vendors.
It's tiny. The vast majority of their evaluation happens entirely in the shadows.
Like they are reading industry benchmarks, lurking in professional LinkedIn groups, comparing features on third-party review sites.
Watching on-demand webinars on their own time.
Yeah. By the time a vendor's sales rep actually gets an email or a calendar invite from this buyer, the journey isn't beginning.
No, it's already halfway over or more.
Exactly. The buyer isn't coming to the table looking for basic education or a broad overview of the market anymore.
They don't need your pitch deck. They are coming to the table looking for highly specific validation of the assumptions they've already formed in private.
Let's put this into a different context because, you know, the old analogy everyone uses is buying a car.
Right. You don't go to the dealership until you've watched the YouTube reviews.
Exactly. But in healthcare, the stakes are so much higher. It's less like buying a car and more like a jury deliberating a verdict.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, so the invisible researcher is basically the lead detective gathering forensics.
Right.
And by the time they present their case to the jury, which is the hospital's buying committee, they already have the DNA evidence, the timelines, the motive.
The whole case is built.
Exactly. If your marketing materials haven't provided that irrefutable DNA evidence up front while they were doing their quiet investigation, you aren't even going to trial.
What's fascinating here is that framing captures the severity of the situation perfectly. Yeah. And it really explains trend number 6 from the Medic Prospects data.
Which is the self-service standard, right?
Exactly. Self-service is rapidly becoming the absolute standard. The projection is that by 2026, 67% of buyers want a completely rep-free experience.
Yeah, 2/3.
And currently that number is sitting at 61%. So we are looking at a market where two-thirds of your potential clients want to find product specifications, read detailed case studies, and get a clear understanding of pricing context.
Without ever talking to a sales rep.
Without ever scheduling a single discovery call with a human being.
Just think about the friction that creates with the old model. We have two-thirds of the market effectively saying, "Please leave me alone so I can do my job."
Yeah. And how do most healthcare tech companies respond?
By bothering them more.
Right. They set up automated software to bombard these people with cold emails, LinkedIn connection requests, relentless phone calls.
And the data on that is deeply concerning for traditional sales teams. This brings us to trend number three, which shows that 73% of B2B buyers actively avoid suppliers who send irrelevant outreach.
Actively avoid.
Yes. Let's really analyze the psychology of that word. Avoid. They're not merely hitting the delete button or letting the email fade into the background.
Worse than that.
Much worse. The interruption is so unwelcome that it generates active brand damage.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate for a second here.
Go for it.
If a sales rep sends a polite, maybe slightly generic email that just says, "Hey, checking in to see if you have 15 minutes to chat about optimizing your clinical workflows."
Right.
Why does that trigger a 73% active avoidance rate? Like, is the healthcare buyer really that hostile?
It comes down to cognitive load. I mean, think about it. A healthcare administrator or a clinical director is already overwhelmed by a fractured system.
Staffing shortages, budget cuts. Exactly. When you ask them for 15 minutes of their time to just chat, you are demanding they take on the mental burden of educating your sales rep about their internal hospital problems.
Oh, wow. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, you are asking them for a favor. A cold email offers zero value but demands a high cost in time and focus.
So you are creating an unearned obligation.
Precisely. You haven't earned that time. The companies capturing market share right now are the ones flipping that dynamic.
Doing what instead?
They are optimizing for inbound education rather than outbound interruption.
Right.
They recognize that if the buyer wants to be a ghost, well, the vendor's job is to leave high-quality nourishment out in the forest for that ghost to find.
Okay, I love that imagery. So what does that nourishment look like?
That means publishing deep, rigorous research, providing benchmark reports that show how a hospital spending compares to national averages.
Giving them the data they actually need.
Exactly. Creating interactive ROI calculators that don't require an email address to use. They act like educators, empowering the invisible researcher rather than acting like quota-carrying salespeople.
But wait, here's the flaw in that educator strategy.
Okay, what is it?
You can educate that invisible researcher all you want, right?
Yeah.
And they might think your software is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Sure.
But when it's time to actually sign a complex multi-million-dollar procurement contract, that single ghost doesn't have the authority to pull the trigger alone, do they?
They absolutely do not. And when they finally step out of the shadows to initiate a purchase, they bring an army with them.
A committee.
Exactly. Trend number two in the report details the quietly expanding buying committee. The era of the single executive decision-maker is effectively dead in healthcare.
The Medic Prospects report lists out the modern committee, and honestly, it reads like a full hospital directory.
It really does.
You have the department physicians, you have nurse leaders who actually have to use the tool on the floor.
Hospital administrators.
Right. The IT department, procurement specialists, the CFO, and compliance officers.
And the fundamental friction here is that every single person sitting at that table defines the word value in a completely different language.
Okay, let's break those languages down because this is crucial for anyone listening.
Yeah, let's look at the CFO first.
Right, so the CFO is looking at the financial models. Their language is return on investment, payback periods, operational cost reduction.
Yep.
If your product doesn't demonstrate a clear path to saving money or increasing revenue, the CFO is a hard no. Period.
Meanwhile, the IT department doesn't care how much money it saves if it breaks their infrastructure.
Right. They are terrified of downtime.
Exactly. Their language revolves around things like API endpoints, meaning they want to know exactly how your new software is going to talk to their existing systems.
Because they have to maintain the whole ecosystem.
Right. Can it seamlessly integrate with their massive electronic health record system, their EHR, without corrupting patient files or crashing the network?
And then you have the compliance officers. Oh man, the compliance officers.
They are the gatekeepers of risk,
They are sweating over data security protocols like SOC2 compliance.
which is vital.
Yeah, for those who don't know, SOC2 is essentially the gold standard independent audit that proves a vendor securely manages sensitive cloud data.
And if you don't have that certification,
The compliance team is terrified of a HIPAA violation and a massive lawsuit. So, as a vendor, you are pitching one product, but you have to simultaneously translate your value into the language of finance, the language of clinical outcomes, the language of data architecture, and the language of legal compliance.
And because the complexity of that translation is so incredibly high, the perceived risk of making a bad decision skyrocket.
Nobody wants to be the one who messed up.
Exactly. Nobody on that committee wants to be the champion for a vendor that ends up causing a data breach or ruining the nurse's shift rotations. The personal and professional stakes are just immense.
So how do they protect themselves from that risk? I
Yeah.
mean, they need a consensus, but getting seven different departments to agree on a new, unproven technology sounds impossible.
It does, but they mitigate the risk by falling back on trust. Which brings us to trend number five. Trust is now carrying a massive premium over sheer visibility.
Interesting.
The healthcare industry is notoriously risk-averse, but the data indicates buyers will consistently choose a familiar, deeply trusted vendor over an unfamiliar one, regardless of the price tag.
Wait, seriously. So even if the trusted legacy brand is like 20% more expensive and maybe their user interface is a little clunkier than the hot new startup, they still win the contract.
Frequently, yes, because trust functions as the ultimate safety blanket for that multi-headed committee.
That makes a lot of sense.
Brand credibility is not just a marketing buzzword anymore. It is a tactical mechanism.
It's defensive.
Exactly. If you suggest going with the established industry standard and something goes wrong later, you can defend the choice. You can say, look, we went with the most trusted name in the business.
Don't blame me, we bought the safe option.
Right. Nobody gets fired for buying the safe option. But if you stick your neck out for an unknown vendor, and they fail a security audit, your job is on the line.
Okay, so we have established who is buying this giant, hyper-cautious, multilingual committee, and we've established how they buy by hiding in the shadows, doing self-service research, and relying on absolute trust to mitigate their career risk.
Correct.
But the missing link here is discovery. Like, if they aren't answering cold calls and they aren't talking to sales reps, how are they finding these trusted vendors and navigating this ocean of information in the first place?
That is where the mechanism of discovery is undergoing a profound shift. The report isolates two major trends regarding artificial intelligence.
Trend four and trend eight, right?
Yes. Trend four notes that 45% of B2B buyers now actively use AI tools during their purchasing process.
That's almost half.
And trend eight argues that the next great go-to-market battleground is not traditional search engine optimization or SEO, it is AI visibility.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because I need to throw a flag on the play here.
Okay, what's the flag?
Are we genuinely suggesting that a hospital committee is letting an AI chatbot sign off on buying an MRI machine or an enterprise software package? I mean, I cannot imagine a seasoned CFO letting ChatGPT control the budget.
Oh, no. It is a critical distinction to make. The AI is absolutely not the final decision maker.
Okay, phew.
Humans are still signing the contracts. The AI is the
A
gatekeeper.
gatekeeper. Okay, let's walk through how that actually functions in reality.
Let's go back to our lead detective, the invisible researcher.
Right.
They have a mandate from this massive committee. They need to find a vendor that satisfies the CFO's budget, the IT department's API requirements, and the compliance officer's SOC2 demands.
Which is a huge laundry list.
To do that manually, they would have to read thousands of pages of vendor websites, white papers, technical documentation.
It's an impossible amount of unstructured data to synthesize.
Exactly. So instead of spending 3 weeks reading PDFs, they open an enterprise AI tool, like a secure internal AI.
Right. And they type in a highly specific prompt, something like, analyze the market and give me a short list of the top five healthcare software vendors that integrate with our specific EHR system, possess current SOC2 Type 2 compliance, and have published case studies showing a positive ROI for hospitals with over 500 beds within a 12-month period.
Wow, that is incredibly specific.
And the AI systems then scrape the web, read the documentation, synthesize all those technical requirements, and hand the buyer a clean, cited summary of five vendors.
Just boom, right there.
Right there.
So the terrifying reality for companies is this. If the AI cannot read, understand, and synthesize your value proposition, you never even make the shortlist.
They're just invisible.
You are eliminated before the human committee even knows you exist.
This completely changes the definition of content marketing. It's not just about writing a catchy headline that humans want to click on anymore.
Not at all.
It's about technical structure. Let's explain the mechanics of that. Because if a hospital vendor has a brilliant case study proving their ROI, but they lock that data inside a highly designed image-heavy PDF.
That's a huge mistake now. Large language models don't process visually designed PDFs the way human eyes do.
Right, they just see a wall of mixed up text.
Exactly. If the critical data points are embedded in graphics or weirdly structured text blocks, the AI crawler might miss the context entirely.
Meaning you have to extract that data. You have to put your pricing, your integration capabilities, and your security compliance into clean, machine-readable HTML tables on your website.
Yes.
You have to ensure that when the algorithm comes looking for answers, your content is the easiest to parse, the most authoritative, and the most directly relevant to the specific questions the invisible researcher is asking.
You are no longer just marketing to human psychology. You are simultaneously marketing to the algorithmic logic that humans use to filter out the noise.
Wow. Okay, so we've covered the buyer's secret research, multi-headed committee, the premium on trust, and the algorithmic gatekeeper.
We've covered a lot.
We have. But this brings us to the internal reality for the vendors. If this is what the buyer's journey actually looks like, how does a healthcare vendor organize their own internal teams to actually survive this gauntlet?
This is the subject of trend number 7. The future of healthcare GTM is completely cross-functional.
Meaning no more silos.
Exactly. The report states that organizations can no longer afford to operate in silos. Marketing, sales, events, customer success, and product research must be tightly aligned.
Let's look at why those silos are so destructive by walking through a hypothetical failure.
Okay.
Let's say a vendor's marketing department understands this new landscape perfectly. They spend $50,000 producing a brilliant, highly technical white paper that directly addresses the IT and compliance concerns.
A great piece of nourishment.
Right. And the invisible researcher at a hospital finds it, reads it, and thinks, wow, this company really understands our systemic problems.
The marketing team has successfully initiated trust. They have acted as the educator.
Exactly. So the buyer finally decides to reveal themselves. They step out of the shadows. They fill out a form to request a product demonstration.
A hand raise.
They get on a Zoom call, expecting a consultative, deep dive conversation based on that nuanced white paper. But instead, the account executive, who operates in a completely separate silo and has never even read the marketing team's white paper, just runs them through a generic, aggressive, high-pressure slide deck.
Ugh. The cognitive dissonance there is fatal.
Right. The buyer feels bait and switched. That fragile trust is instantly shattered.
And let's say, by some absolute miracle, the product is so good the buyer still signs the contract.
Doesn't they sign it?
They move to the onboarding phase. But the customer success team has no communication with the sales team, so they have no idea what specific promises the account executive made during negotiations.
Oh, sounds like a nightmare.
It is. The implementation is chaotic. The IT team is frustrated. The clinical staff is confused.
And trust is broken again.
Yeah, exactly. The fundamental truth is that buyers experience your company as a single unified entity. They do not care about your internal organizational charts.
They don't care that your marketing director and your VP of sales don't get along.
Not at all. For a hyper-cautious, risk-averse healthcare committee, internal misalignment is a glaring red flag. It signals that your company is disorganized. If your communication is disjointed before the sale, the buyer assumes your software implementation will be just as chaotic.
So what does this all mean? The structural fix trend 7 means that go-to-market is no longer a department.
No.
It is an operating system for the entire company. Marketing needs to be interviewing the sales team weekly to find out exactly what granular questions the CFOs are asking.
So they can create content that answers those specific objections.
Right. And sales needs to drop the aggressive pitches and learn to guide buyers through the educational content marketing is built.
Yes.
And customer success needs to harvest real-world implementation data and feed it back to marketing.
To create the case studies that feed the AI gatekeepers.
Yes. It has to be a closed, continuous loop of information.
It requires dismantling the ego of individual departments and really recognizing that revenue generation in this environment is a synchronized team sport. Every single touch point, from the AI-generated summary to the final quarterly business review with customer success, has to reinforce the exact same narrative of trust and competence.
Let's pull all of this together. The 8 trends we've unpacked from the Medic Prospects report paint a picture of a market that has quietly but completely evolved.
Completely.
The biggest go-to-market shifts aren't about buying the newest email sequencing tool or spending more money on advertising. They're about adapting to fundamental changes in human behavior.
Healthcare buyers are more independent, vastly more research-driven, and more protective of their time than at any other point in history.
They're conducting their forensics in the shadows. They're punishing companies that interrupt them with cold outreach.
Building massive, cautious committees.
Right. Committees that require you to speak 4 different corporate languages simultaneously. They demand unshakable trust to mitigate their own career risk.
And they are relying on AI to tell them who deserves that trust in the first place.
It is an entirely new paradigm.
It is. And as we process all of this, it raises a fascinating, perhaps slightly unsettling question about where this is heading next.
Okay, lay it on me.
We have spent this time discussing how human buyers are currently utilizing AI to shortlist human vendors. But we have to wonder, how long until the vendors realize they are outgunned and need to fight fire with fire?
Meaning what exactly?
Yeah.
Expanding their own AI capabilities.
Taking it a step further, how long until healthcare vendors start deploying highly sophisticated AI sales agents? I mean, systems trained on every single piece of product data, compliance code, pricing matrix, and competitor weakness.
Did you what?
To negotiate directly with the hospital's AI procurement agent.
No.
Are we rapidly moving toward a near future where the entire top half of the go-to-market funnel is completely machine-to-machine? We might see a reality where algorithms evaluate algorithms and human beings only step into the room at the very end to shake hands and sign the paperwork.
An invisible researcher negotiating with an invisible sales rep.
Basically, yes.
That is a wild thought to chew on. And it really puts the urgency of adapting to these technologies into perspective. We highly encourage you to take a hard, honest look at your own organization's strategies this week. Look at where your budget is going.
That's the tough questions.
Yeah. Ask yourself, are you building an ecosystem designed to educate and build trust with the invisible, committee-driven, AI-enabled buyer of 2026? Or are you still burning money trying to force a conversation with the buyer of 2019? Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.